Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Final Burns here with number two, three, maybe four. Number four podcast in my podcasting career. Trying it a little different today. A few little different edited together segments that should sound like they're all one continuous thing, but in reality they were recorded separately at different locations. With different times. But in any case, I was recently involved with a burlesque show entitled Carousel, happening in Wellington City at Estadio. And I took the liberty of just cornering one of the performers and having a chat with her. So that's the core of what we're looking at here today. So yeah, a quick chat with Vaughn Mason that you'll hear in a moment. So that was Carousel. If you want to find out more, then obviously you can find it on the Facebook, and if you type Carousel Burlesque into a search engine of your personal preference, then I'm sure you'll find something that's pleasing and informative. So we'll hear from Vaughn Mason in a moment, and let's do that right now. Oh, hello, listeners. This is Vinyl Burns with one of my inaugural podcast experiences. Like I've said in the past, we're just sort of feeling it out, seeing where it wants to go. And today I'm very happy to have a little chit-chat here with Vaughn Mason. She's a lady of many talents. So we're just backstage. We're getting dressed for a burlesque show that we're both appearing in, and I just wanted to see how she feels about the night that's going on. First of all, hello.
Hello.
You're looking ravishing, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, very ravishing. Very ravishing indeed.
I should explain. She's almost nude, and she has more hair on her body than I have ever had. Would you care to explain that?
Well, I currently have a rather beautiful, crisp white beard, which I'm currently just making sure it looks lovely before I put a bow in it, because you know you've got to dress your hair properly. And I also have long blonde hair, which really only half of it is actually mine, because it's all hair extensions. And I do have a merkin on as well, appropriately blonde.
Wow, that's possibly that's all information that our listeners were unlikely to be expecting. But that's kind of what we're aiming to offer here.
How's my beard looking?
I'm sorry?
How's my beard looking?
Your beard's looking fantastic. It's got a little beautiful bow on it.
Yeah, you got to get the angle of the bow just right.
I understand. Now, when you're not just a lady of the burlesque evening. What do you do by the day? You have other skills and hobbies. Tell us about what you get up to in the daytime.
My skills and hobbies during the day. Well, I've been known to make furry little monsters and dolls with little movable arms and legs and jewellery that lives inside of the dolls and the monsters.
Well,
and occasionally too, I also make very pretty jewellery that you can wear.
Wow, so you got a little Jekyll and Hyde scene going on with your jewellery situation.
chameleon, it's the way it goes.
That's nice. And that was for it was presented to the public recently, was it not?
Yes, that's right. Yes, it was. That was at the wonderful Paramount Theatre. We had the Jewels for Christmas extravaganza, yeah, with music and jewellery and people buying stuff.
Oh, and is that your basically your day job?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it is. But I also have lots of different hats in my day job as well, because I'm just about to put on a big show later in the year called Monster Burlesque, where some of my creations will get human-sized.
Well, all right, just taking a moment to visualize that. So basically we're talking about giant ornate
fluffy creatures.
Fluffy dollies.
Yeah. Kind of think Baroque Asian fusion monsters with teeth and fur and claws.
Reminds me of an uncle that I had once.
Did your uncle also have six nipples?
It's a family trade secret. I can't disclose that kind of information.
That's true. You want to keep that one secret.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, yeah. I can see that you have a multitude of things to contend with pre-show here.
Pre-show, yes, definitely. Ribbons to tie.
So I will leave you to that task. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, Vaughn Mason. And if people want to find